USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
At least 5 dead and widespread destruction from Florence, now a tropical storm grinding slowly and violently across the Carolinas. In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Emergency Management Director Bruce Arnell warns people there to stay put.
We encourage everybody to stay where they are in shelters if that's the case. You know, we're faring pretty good. We're not getting a lot of structural damage in Myrtle Beach. And again, more concerned right now with the riverine flooding cutting off access into our city in the days to come.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says his predecessor, John Kerry, is actively undermining U.S. policy in Iran.
Actively undermining U.S. policy as a former Secretary of State is literally unheard of.
Pompeo says Kerry and other former Obama administration officials are advising Iranian diplomats to wait out the Trump administration to salvage the Iran nuclear deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chairman, pleads guilty Friday to federal conspiracy charges and agrees to cooperate in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential race. It's a stunning about-face for the former Trump deputy. But Democratic House Intelligence Committee ranking member Adam Schiff tells CNN,
"This is someone who's been in a joint defense agreement with Trump, someone who still, I believe, wants a pardon, and someone who's admitted to basically witness tampering and obstructing justice. So the extent to which he's going to be willing to cooperate, we'll have to wait and see."
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo giving a stern warning to any government that tries to interfere in U.S. elections. Friday's warning comes after President Trump's executive order from earlier this week, which paves the way for the White House to impose sanctions on any foreign actors that try to interfere in U.S. elections. Among older Americans, the poorest are the most likely to have used prescription opioids. That according to a University of Buffalo study, providing some new insights into unexplored contours of the opioid crisis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Homes went up in flames Thursday in three Massachusetts towns north of Boston, consumed by more than 60 suspected gas fires. Governor Charlie Baker says he's working to make sure the area is free from further havoc.
I made clear to the utility company that it needs to significantly boost its operational capacity and enhance its plan. The people of Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover must be assured that their homes are safe to return to.
Hundreds of technicians are checking out the lines. The mother of both of them, Shem Jean, demanded Friday that Officer Amber Geiger, whom she called the devil, be fired from the Dallas Police Department for fatally shooting her son in his apartment. And she blasted police for revealing they found 10 grams of marijuana in his apartment.
To have his son smeared in such a way, I think shows that they're persons who are really nasty, who are really dirty, and are going to cover up for the devil, Amber Geiger.
Family attorney Lee Merritt says Geiger should not be a Dallas police officer.
Understand whether the charge is manslaughter as it currently stands or if it eventually goes to where it ought to be, which is murder. Regardless, this is a young woman who in under 4 years on the force has been involved in two suspicious shootings, one which was certainly criminal. There's no place for her. Dallas, the city of Dallas needs to send out a message that there's no place for a woman like that on the police force. This is non-negotiable.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.